Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have the hardest time understanding why this is suddenly all about money for everybody. I don't even think you can make the point that that has affected anything. The Niners have told us that it will, but like you point this out constantly, the contract has not taken effect yet.
Right.
They've planned for it for years. So he was their guy before they signed the deal. He's still their guy now. This whole idea of once you sign a contract, now you're Superman, you're supposed to carry a team by yourself. The last show was calling them carriers. I'm with you. I don't think that exists. I think that that's just kind of the movie script writer in all of our heads. We want this to be super romantic. Oh, you're 55, go out there and do your thing, man, and carry us. Like, that's not football. It's not the way it works. And if, after one loss, you want to make this about the contract, no issues here. Just want you to admit you didn't want Brock on the team in the first place. That's my take.
Yeah.
If you're already there, you didn't want him. You thought this was a terrible contract the second it was signed. And a lot of people did.
Right.
So if you feel that way, feel that way. But I like just know that about yourself. You didn't want him.
Right.
If you're already there, you didn't want him.
And if you feel that way, know that he's making less than Trent Williams, Fred Warner, and I dare you to try and come up with a third player who's making more this year on a cap hit than Brock Purdy.
Oh, I could come
I can
up with
give
a
you
bunch.
27 yeah. guesses, and you won't get it.
Oh, wait. Well, no, there are others. Christian McCaffrey is.
No, he's making 8.369 on the cap.
Oh, on the cap.
Cap
okay.
hit. There's one more player whose cap hit is greater than Brock Purdy.
Who were the ones you already mentioned?
Trent, 21.1. Yeah. Fred, 16.1. And I guess if you went to...
Not George?
George, I guess he's hurt, so he's not... Nick and George, yes, but
Nick
they're
and George,
hurt.
Sure.
So there's one more who's not hurt.
One more.
Making more than Brock Purdy on a cap hit basis.
Oh, my God. Let me just... I'm scanning.
So, yeah, Nick and George for sure.
Scanning
my
the
bad,
roster.
But they're on the injured reserve cap.
All good. I'll
They're not listed on the active cap because they're not active.
Boy, and you've already said, like, I won't get it with a million guesses. So
right.
Now I'm, like, looking for these diamond in the rough types.
It, I mean, sure. And it's
one
not
more player
Christian.
Who's made. I'm just going to say, because it's obviously a weird one, I'm going to say Huff.
It's close.
Okay.
The answer is Yetur Gross-Matos.
No way.
Making 9.473 on the cap.
So good for Yetur.
All you people who are Brock Purdy making 53 million people, yes, go ahead and put a pin in that until next year when he's making 53, and then we can look at the roster and say, well, they should have A, B, C, D, and E, and then we can all talk about the Trey Lance deal gone wrong because those guys would be here, and those guys would be, you know, mainstays, and they're not, and so Kyle and John, you've got to go. We can all have those conversations
right
then, but right now, for me, the conversation is more about, is Brock going to be better than he was last week?
Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hi, Dave. Appreciate your phone call, man. What's up?
Yeah. You know, I was going to, you know, ask you about that tweet, but you kind of explained it. But it, to me, it's not about the money.
Well, Dave, so can you explain the tweet? Mm-hmm. Like, are you talking about what I tweeted?
Yeah, what you tweeted.
Tell everybody.
Debating.
Yeah, tell everybody what I tweeted.
You say, if you're debating Brock Purdy's contract, two games after he signed it, one of which he won, you didn't want him in the first place.
Correct. Oh, correct.
Then that's fine. And to me, it's not about the money. like I said, he's played 38 career games. So, you know, sample size pretty big, you know. So in the last 19 games, so half of his career games, he has 26 TDs and 20 INTs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. So, and my issue with the whole Brock conversation is it's always an excuse when it's not looking good. It's Kittle's not there, or Trent's not Trent anymore, or CMC's lost a step, or we lost Bosa, or it's always something. But when things are humming and everybody's there, everybody's healthy, he's the best quarterback ever. You know what I don't hear this in Tampa Bay. They're missing Tristan Wirth, their best player. You don't hear a peep. You're missing Godwin. You're missing Mike. It's like
Godwin.
At the end of the day, what they're going to look at is Baker Mayfield. They're going to look at Baker Mayfield. Did you win and how did you play? With Brock, there's always a caveat of, well, his foot hurt, or the grass was too hot that day, or, you know, he'll get better, or the play calling, or it's always something.
All right, Dave, I get the voices that you hear, but let me ask you something. I'd love to challenge you a little bit. Let's talk about all the other players on the 49ers. Let's talk about them, because that stretch of games you're talking about, for the most part, I know this year's been kind of odd and they're off to a 3-1 start, even though they're not playing great football. But for the most part, that stretch of games that you're talking about, the 49ers have been a bad team. Agree?
No, not entirely. But if you let me explain.
Sure, go ahead.
I think last year, okay, you didn't have McCaffrey. A lot of the stuff we knew going into the season, you didn't have Greenlaw. And then you had injuries during the season, Ayuk. I thought they had a good enough roster to compete at a higher level than they did. Okay, I think the injuries kind of get overblown a little bit, because some of the injuries you can kind of see coming in Trent, Kittle, McCaffrey, you know, some of those things, they've been injured pretty much throughout their whole career. So a lot of that is them just not having good enough depth. But, yeah, were they as good as 2023? No, to answer your question, they were not.
Okay, like when you look at last year's 49ers team, who do you think was like where you would point your finger as maybe what the problem is? Like, what if I just made it broad, the offense or the defense?
Offense. We have an offensive coach. The offense has not looked good in a very long time.
I don't have them in front of me, Dibs. You always do. DVOA, Niners offense last year versus Niners defense last year.
I just have the points for. Okay. They were 13th out of 32. Points against, they were 29th out of 32.
Dave, like, again, you've got your take. I've got mine. The Niners sucked on defense last year. One of the worst run defenses I've seen in recent times, certainly in the Kyle Shanahan era. What does that have to do with Brock? Maybe nothing, maybe something. My point is do you notice how you're only focusing on what happens to Brock when everything around him is or is not in good shape? Couldn't I do that with all of the players? Like, why don't we talk about Bryce Huff for a second? And Dave, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Like, how did the defensive line perform when their best player wasn't there? Nick Bosa's not there, and all of a sudden, for the first time in 10 years, they never even breathe on the quarterback.
Yeah, that's fair.
No quarterback hits, no quarterback sacks. So this idea that we're not allowing a trickle-down effect for the quarterback simply because he's famous and makes a lot of money, I think is silly. This is true for every team, every player, all the time.
He made the Baker Mayfield comp, and he didn't have Mike Evans last week. And, well, they lost.
They lost.
To Philadelphia,
right.
A team that racked up 180 yards of total offense.
And they did have Godwin, and they have a first-round receiver who might win Rookie of the Year, by the way. He's incredible.
He is, and, you know, Baker was 22 of 40, and he threw a pick, and they lost that game. So we can cherry-pick whatever we want, and this is kind of where I take a little issue with my guy Matt Steinmetz, where we draw a line from the Baltimore game right before Baltimore where he was awful, and then we look at the numbers from there going forward. And last year, you and I have talked about it, and I think
this guy is such a deal.
I think Brock was worse than you think, but either way, you look at how he played and how they did. They went 6-11. The offense was mediocre. The defense was bad. The special teams got a guy fired.
Yep.
So
there you go.
It is complimentary football. And this year, the one thing I do want everyone to remember, they're 3-1. and they're 3-1 when they can't run the ball. You've had a backup quarterback win two games. You had to fire a kicker. Your special teams are still not good, and your red zone offense is among the bottom five in football.
And,
so,
and you're the only team that hasn't rushed for a touchdown. Like,
right. All these things, if you want to look at all these factors and then go, it's Brock. Okay, Brock's played in 2 of 4. It's the O-line. It is
the everything.
It's the everything. It's literally the injuries. And, it's a lot of things.
And the fan base sounds like they're 0-4. We really do.
Right.
I want, like, if you just take a view from 10,000 feet and listen to all the media and look at everything online, it really does sound like the Niners are 0-4 and they're 3-1. I get
there are only two teams with a better record than them in all of football.
The Eagles and Bills.
Right. Yeah. So you're tied for third in best record in the league, and yet we all want Brock's contract ripped up. Some want Shanahan run out of here. Some want McCaffrey either bubble wrapped or used more. Folks, you're 3-1. Like, can we all have some perspective? I get it.
I get the concern, sure. But yes, they are 3-1, which is a miracle. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. This is somebody agreeing with Dave in Fresno. And here's, I'd like to rebut this. 415 says, I completely agree with Brock. It's always a caveat. Here's what I'd say to anybody who feels that way today. I would argue that it's actually what you're choosing to listen to. Whenever there's a Niner loss, you want to only make it about the quarterback. A lot of you won't hear anything else because he makes $53 million, which he doesn't even do yet. But because he makes $53 million, that's what I feel a lot of you are very hard-headed. It's very black and white thinking. The Niners lost, Brock Purdy. That's all you want to hear. And if anybody brings up anything else, no matter how much data or fact is behind it, as you just pointed out, Dibs, a special teams that got somebody fired, a defense 29th in DVOA, a run defense that was absolutely melted butter. Like, all of these things, if you bring them up, a lot of you believe it's a caveat or an excuse. No. No, these are things that are actually happening. Brock was terrible on Sunday. Who wouldn't say that? But if you want to only look at that, well, then you're obviously missing a ton of crap that happened in that game. Again, more special teams gaffes. Yeah, I had someone hit me on Twitter. This is a great example of it. Someone hits me on Twitter after the game and goes, how are you going to excuse Brock? He had 4 turnovers. And I went, perfect. See, you just assessed, you affixed every turnover to Brock.
Right.
One of them was a completed pass to his tight end who dropped the ball. You don't want to allow for all the receivers who dropped all the balls. You don't want to allow for Travis Etienne taking off down the left sideline. You don't want to allow for special teams that played horrible.
Yeah, kick return for 86 yards.
You don't want to allow for that. So there's got to be a middle ground. These aren't caveats. These are things that are happening. And the Niners last year were not a very good football team. Brock was not as good as he was in years past. That's obvious. He also wasn't bad. He wasn't bad. He wasn't as good. He wasn't bad, and so far this year, he's 1-1.
Yeah, and he, actually, the team is 1-1, and he's also 1-1, and I just was thinking about this as you were going through that, and I'm not a Brock defender or a Brock apologist, but if you want to look at Sunday and give Brock the loss, I'm here for that, because he was bad. Other things were bad, but you're the quarterback, and you can't be that bad. Brock takes the L, but then you have to go to the opener. And I think it's only...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fair to give Brock the W where they get the ball back with 3.5 minutes to go, down by three, and he's at his own 32, and they go down and they score a touchdown and they win the game. And he was the quarterback, and you can think what you want to think about the Tonjes throw, the lob ball to no one. I happen to think that it was a 50-50 ball, and the Niners made the play, but Brock gets as much credit for that as he does blame for the interception he threw to McCaffrey, which I thought was a bad throw. This also was probably a bad throw, but it's process versus results, and I'm a results guy, and the result was touchdown, winner. So if you want to look at Brock on Sunday and say, you lost that game, okay, I kind of agree, but you also have to look at week one and say, Brock, you won that game.
Sure.
I do.
Those are the rules. You just have to pick which rule you want to follow.
Sure.
I respect that. If you want to pin Sunday on him, fine, but then yes, credit him for week one. Or, for example, if you want to say, I hate the contract, but you said it in May, great. You hate the contract.
You may be right.
You might be right. And I might be wrong. And those of us who are on the side of I like the contract and I like the player, we might be wrong. And time is going to tell on that. But those of you who celebrated it in May and then are participating in a discussion about it today, those are the ones I don't get. I don't get you. I don't. Like, who on earth signs a 5-year long-term agreement and starts wanting to go about face after one loss?
That would be a small sample size Sam is who that is.
I thought schedule, Sam. Oh,
this would be
sample
Steve.
Sample size is Steve.
I apologize.
Steve is the one.
I didn't see the name tag. Small sample size Steve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.